As we catch up now with Sarah Thorne out of Thriving Southland. Sarah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm going pretty good on another blue sky down here in the deep south. We're perfectly honest. You could argue we're getting sick of the blue sky, but the argument is there. We've had a warm summer.
Oh, we've been very, very lucky, and it is a beautiful blue sky day in Winton today in the heart of central Southland. And I'm hiding out by the rugby field, and it's looking quite nice and green. And all a bit stunning, to be honest.
A few field days coming up with the team at Thriving Southland. Firstly, we're going to talk about understanding your landscape to drive change field day. Now, tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. I've got some amazing catchment groups. I mean, I look after six of the 36 Southland catchment groups, and they're keeping me so busy right now with all these cool events. This one is a result of 3 years' work. 3 years ago, they said, well, you know, how can we help our catchment and community? And they thought, well, we're making all these decisions on the land and water, but what's beneath our feet? And that's how this project came to be. They worked with the amazing Dr. Clint Rissman and his team, and they pulled together a whole lot of data sets, did some state-of-the-art looking at the ground, and have made a really amazing free online platform that people can log into. They can kind of learn about their area, they can kind of see their issues and have some suggestions and mitigations. And that's what the field day is about on Friday. It's on the 17th of March between 10:30 and 1:30, and all the information's on the Thriving Southland website.
The catchment groups work really well, don't they?
They do. I mean, they're a really amazing bunch of individuals. They're all volunteers, but they're real doers, and they want to do the hard yards for others. They want to help everyone in their catchment, and I think that's what blows me away, the variety of stuff they do, stuff with schools. Last night, Midoriti did a native plant session. You know, we've got groups doing beach cleanups. We've got groups doing stream health walks and learning about their water quality, as well as these big science projects, and it just blows me away. I have to work very hard to keep up.
Carbon neutral Dipton, something else that's on the horizon on the 14th of March. Sounds like a great initiative.
Oh, it is. This group thought long and hard about their project. They've been going for a couple of years, just doing really great local events. And with this one, they thought, right, we're going to study five case study farms. And they chose five with like different farm types, and some are flat, some are rolling hill country. And they thought, let's study, you know, how we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions on these five farms. And then the farmers involved got some of their buddies. So there's not just them, there's three or four other people coming along. And there's a farm consultant and a forestry consultant who are kind of modeling and evaluating their ideas. And it's all about brainstorming ideas and how, you know, small actions across your farm and across your catchment can add up to a big difference. So that field day is next Tuesday at the Dipton Golf Club between 1 and 3. Again, all the information's on the Thriving Southland website. But it's a real opportunity to bring your questions, you know, talk to some experts, talk to some farmers, and have a lovely bite to eat for afternoon tea afterwards.
Because greenhouse gases, forestry, carbon credits, and an overview of the ETS, there's still people, and I get this too, a lot of people actually, still trying to understand all of this. So any field days where this comes to the fore is a good thing.
Yeah, and both those groups are all about making it easy to understand, making it free to people, you know, and just, you know, getting information out there across Southland and New Zealand to help everyone make great decisions. And that's what really drives them.
Something else on the pipeline's a bus trip too. Tell us about that.
That's going to be so much fun. My lovely Ariti groups get together once a year, and they come up with great ideas, and they share, you know, what they've done. And this time they said, let's do a bus trip. And when they sat down to plan it, they realised there's so many cool places to go to in the Ariti. So this time we're doing the Mid and Lower Ariti. It's absolutely free, but I would recommend RSVPing to book your spot. All the information's on an event on our Facebook page, but we're visiting four super cool sites, New River Estuary, to learn about the health of the estuary and what's been done to look after it. Gavin McPherson's constructed wetland to look at, you know, how valuable wetlands are and how you can look after them. Then we're nipping to the Marshall's farm, where Gail and Graham and Georgie will tell us all about their great wintering practices, you know, and how they work super hard to keep their soil and nutrients on the land. And Gail is treating us to a barbecue lunch. And then we end up going to Ko-Fi Reach, where the gorgeous Jessie Blythall from QE2 is going to join us. and tell us all about that special site, its history, why it's important, we look after special places like that and the next steps for it. So the bus leaves and arrives back at Winton, and it's 9 till 2.30 on Wednesday the 22nd of March.
And of course you can go to the Thriving Southam Facebook page or the website to find out more information.
Yeah, absolutely. Thrivingsoutham.co.nz. It's super cool. I go there a lot because it's super easy to use. You've got a tab on catchment groups, which takes you to all the groups and what they're up to, another one on the events, and another one on the projects. And it just has everything there that you can need and is super helpful and useful.
Good on you, Sarah. Appreciate the chat this afternoon. All the best of those field days. Like we say, Thriving Southland on Facebook. Go and find the info. You have a great week.
Oh, you too, Andy. Thanks so much. See ya. Sarah.